Welcome to Ask Pastor John, a question and answer podcast with John Piper. John, if, for example, it could be proved that the resurrection of Jesus is not historical, what would happen to all you say you believe?
Virtually all of it would become useless. And I say that not because of any logical deduction, but because that's exactly what the Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15. If Christ is not raised from the dead, you are still in your sins, and we are found to be false teachers. And if Paul the Apostle says that, then how much more must I say that? So if it could be proved, if somebody could demonstrate that they were wheeling the body of Christ in a wheelbarrow from a tomb near Jerusalem into this room, and I could be persuaded that was the case, all my belief in Christianity would be over. And I would have to either commit suicide or grasp for a totally different view of the universe than I have, because the resurrection for me of Jesus affects absolutely everything. It establishes Jesus as the Son of God, and it establishes him as having spoken truth in everything he says, and therefore his word, which governs my understanding of the Bible, and the Bible, which governs my understanding of all reality, would fall to the ground. And I would have to go like a beggar seeking for another vision of life, which would be a very tragic thing for me, because not only do I believe it's true that he did rise from the dead, and therefore it's true, but also it's beautiful and it's satisfying. It's the most wonderful news in all the world, but that would all evaporate if Jesus didn't rise from the dead.
So in a sense, would it be fair to say that if someone doesn't like Christianity, that the resurrection is the place to put the focus? Study to prove this false, and you can cut the foundation out from under the church.
Well, I might say if they don't like Christianity, they might look at some things that make it likable. But if they doubt its veracity or its truth, yes, go to Jesus, go to the Gospels, and let this Jesus, as he lived, as he died, and as he gave evidences of his resurrection, bear witness to you, and see whether or not the witness of the incarnate, dying, resurrected, living Christ doesn't authenticate itself for you. You know, I've often said to unbelievers and to believers who want to not know how to talk to unbelievers, how do you credit something that you weren't there to see? And today, of course, we have video and recorders and things like that. But say, over 100 years ago or 200 years ago, we didn't have those kinds of things. How were instances credited? And the answer was witnesses. The only way you can credit past events is by witnesses. So either you despair entirely of any knowledge of past events, or there are ways to listen to witnesses and discern, are these witnesses true? Do they have the ring of truth about them? Are there enough witnesses that in their varied testimonies give us a faithful rendering of something that happened? So I would just beseech people, listen to the witnesses of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and the Jesus who speaks in a unified way through all those witnesses as a living person before and after his death, and let him have a say in your life as a witness to see whether or not he doesn't vindicate his truth claims.
Ask Pastor John, a podcast of John Piper and Desiring God. Know God and enjoy him more than ever through spending time today at our website, desiringgod.org, desiringgod.org.